Dude, then that concludes our Oscar talk, guys. And
that
we
does
have
conclude our Oscar
on the line.
A very handsome man.
Handsome, and you're straight, right?
Yeah, he's a good-looking kid. I like how you had to qualify. Like, you're straight, right?
Right?
There was a question mark.
Yeah, there was a question. Like, is their voice elevate a little
bit?
Wait a minute. How good looking are we talking?
I am pretty.
This show, Unreal, has a crazy fan base. And obviously because of the popularity of reality television in particular. In particular, The Bachelor. And, you know, I've seen a few episodes. It's a fantastic show. I'd like to see more, of course. Our actor on the line right now is going to be in season 3 of Unreal, Marcus Rosner on the line. What's up, Marcus?
How you guys doing?
Hey, good to have you on Below the Belt.
Yeah, coming all the way from Canada.
Yes, Canada, eh?
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
Good to have you on.
Do you hate when people say that?
No, no, we actually say it.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad when people are surprised I say it. That's when I get offended.
So, Martin, you were alluding to Marcus's dapper looks.
He is, yeah, Marcus, Martin Lopez here. I get a lot of flack from my friends because I'm always in a suit and looking kind of put together and pretty, and I got nothing on you, brother. You are a pretty boy.
Nothing wrong with looking good, you know?
Right, for sure.
If you got it, flaunt it.
He does it for work.
But, Marcus, you're kind of like the textbook person that would be on The Bachelor. I would think
I guess. I guess physically, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I guess I do fit that role, but I would never.
You would never do reality television,
yeah, because you have a brain, and you'd never do that to yourself.
don't do it, bro. That's the end of your career.
You said it, not me.
So you would agree that doing a reality television show would probably not be the best career choice for as an actor?
As an actor, absolutely not. I mean, I think that might be the end of the road for an actor. But
wow.
I think that for any sane person, that's kind of a big hurdle to get over in your life. Even I mean, I get why people would want to do it, but
a scripted show about reality TV, like Unreal,
definitely
a cool thing. This is going to be season 3. So Unreal wasn't on in 2017 at all. So it's kind of a lot of people were missing it. So I guess we're really looking forward to it finally returning next month, right? Season 3.
Yeah. February 26th, I want to say. Probably
yep.
Should have clarified that. But yeah, we're coming back. It's, I'm happy to be part of this season. I think they took a year off to sort of, figure some stuff out as
right.
far as showrunners and kind of get back on track because season 2 wasn't received as highly as season 1 was, but I think season 3 is going to get them right back.
Right on.
On track there.
Your character is a cowboy type character.
I'm a rancher.
A cattle rancher seeking love. Right.
Yeah. Look at his rugged, unshaven look. Of course, he's a rancher.
I can do suit. I can do cowboy hat. Whatever you guys want.
There you go.
What more can you tell you? Can you tell us about your role for this season?
Warren is he's a cattle rancher from Texas. His mother is dying, and before she passes, he really wants to find love to put her mind at ease. So he heads out to California to be on this reality show, and for him it's just this whole thing sort of foreign and sort of alien, and just the idea of being in front of cameras all the time is kind of interesting to him. But I think once he suffers some manipulation at the hands of the women, he's a little disenchanted. So.
Oh, okay. Disenchanted, okay.
Dropping SAT words on us. you know the title of the show is Below the Belt Show, right? That's,
yeah. I looked it up. I'm like, Chachi McFly? Is that one of you guys?
Yeah.
Wait, you actually looked this up?
Yeah, Chachi's not here tonight.
I was just killing some time online here. Yeah, a second ago I looked it up. Back to the Future. That's a Back to the Future reference, right? McFly?
Yes.
Well done.
Chachi will be here next week.
Gotcha.
But in the meantime,
gotcha.
You got Al Soto, Chunk Shady, and Mr. Martin Lopez, One True Night in the house as well. So.
Right on.
Right on. So I love Constance Zimmer, by the way. Did you get a chance to work with her a lot on set?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was she like?
Yeah. She's great, man. I mean, honestly, I mean, obviously, I think one of her biggest roles would have been Entourage. I mean,
yes.
That's what I kept telling my buddies. They're like, who are you working with? And I was like, Dana Gordon from Entourage. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
But she plays these alpha females all the time. But when the second the camera stops rolling, she's just this bubbly, super friendly personality that you wouldn't expect at all. And it was cool because, she can cut your throat on Cameron, but she's just the sweetest person.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I heard she's kind of like the Ari Gold of reality TV. Like, her character's kind of like the Ari Gold.
Oh, yeah. She is definitely.
Which is because obviously she worked with Ari Gold in Entourage a lot, which is, again, one of my favorite shows, just like yours. And she was also fantastic in House of Cards. And then you worked with the very lovely Shiri Appleby as well. So,
who played? Yeah, Shiri's been at it. I think she was a child actor, and it shows, man. Everything she does is so effortless, and she's just a consummate professional. And she directed some of the episodes too, sort of constant, actually. But as far as like boss bitches, they're about as tops as it gets in that category.
Yeah, absolutely. How was the audition process for you landing the role of Warren? Was it a long process, or did the producers have you in mind, from the early stages? Or did it take a while to...
I had actually auditioned for a different role, and I think they liked that tape, and then they sent me this one. And in the audition sides, it was like, cowboy guy, blah, blah, blah. I'm from Alberta, which is more or less the Texas of Canada.
Nice.
heavy oil country. So that kind of... that kind of personality is a little second nature. Mm. I didn't have the accent. I had to work on that. But in the audition sides, he plays the harmonica, which I couldn't do for shit. I mean, I had never picked up a harmonica in my life.
Right,
we
right.
were on a shoot in Victoria, B.C. And I had 3 days off, and I sat in my hotel room with an $8 harmonica I got from a pawn shop, and I watched YouTube videos to teach myself how to play this thing so I could play it in the audition tape. And I learned Piano Man by Billy Joel and just nailed it on the tape. And I think that's what pushed me over the edge, honestly.
Oh, wow.
You know you got to send us that right now. Like, we have to hear you playing Piano Man on the show.
Well, now that I talk it up so highly, I'm a little shy about it.
Oh, come on. Hey, I had a question for you about that. So as an actor, right, that's happened to me on occasion where, like, I've auditioned for something and they like, came back with, like, no, but, like, we want you to look at the character Ben instead. Do you dig that? Because I feel like then I know they like me for that. Does that give you more confidence going into that role, or are you disappointed that it wasn't the one you wanted?
No, I mean – God, like, we just want to be fucking employed, right? I mean, if they like your shit and they want you to tape for something else, then, man, I am more than willing. Like, the fact that, because so much of this is just what you look like. It's like, do you fit the picture they had for that role?
Right. And then
totally.
And then talent comes after that, right?
Honestly, it does.
No, I totally agree.
It's not even a secret. I've talked to agents about this. I've been like, give me a straight answer. Like, how much of this shit is what you look like versus how good you are? And they're like, honestly, it's like 70-30.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I felt this too, because, like, I've had people call me and be like, we want you to do this. I'm like, do you want me to read? And they're like, no. And I'm like, I haven't done enough work for you to know what I'm like on screen.
Right.
Would you agree with 70-30? Because, like, in my head, I think it's like 80% looks.
I mean,
honestly, you could do any 90-10. I mean, whatever you want to do. But
we're talking about the look of the role.
Yeah,
you could, I mean, obviously, if they're looking for a plumber type.
Yeah, we're talking the casting director or whoever like wrote or like working the script. Mm-hmm. They're imagining the character and they see your headshot and they're like, well, that's the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. And then if they can speak coherently,
what else can you expect when nobody knows who you are, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You get these A-list stars who get to try to do these other crazy things that you wouldn't envision them in, but that's because we already know them, we're familiar with them, we want to see them try the things. But when you're just starting out, it's like, you got to get good at what you look like, or else you're
just born looking like Marcus, and then it's
the yeah, right?
So Unreal.
You're going to get pretty boy jokes all day. That's all day.
That's the cross right there.
Oh, that's funny. So Unreal gets all these accolades as one of the best shows on television, Vanity Fair, BuzzFeed, New York Times, the list goes on and on. Why hasn't it been nominated, or if I'm mistaken, let me know, for any of the major awards shows? Golden Globes, the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Why do you think Unreal has been overlooked?
Man, that is a question above my pay grade. I heard some of the people were saying that the timing of the initial release of the show coincided with Mr. Robot. And it sort of attracted somewhat of a similar audience, even though, I mean, the plot of that is obviously much different than this, but just the vibe of the show and the 10-episode format and
stuff like that. I think that at that time, that show got a lot of the heat. But I mean, they've taken a year off. They're coming back with two seasons right away. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Hey, question for you. I'm a nerd. I love Arrow. Walk me through your Arrow performance.
Okay, so, I'm on there for 2 seconds. It was like the second or third gig I ever did.
Hey, on is on, man. It happened.
Okay, so I played this character named Max Fuller, who owns this nightclub, who Oliver, Stephen Amell's character, it was like the third episode of the first season.
Yes, had aired I yet. Remember that.
Yeah, and I think the backstory was he had slept with my wife at some point.
That sounds about right.
We got married or something like that.
That sounds very Oliver Queen.
Yes, I remember your role. The nightclub scene, yes.
Yeah, I get decked by Katie Cassidy at one point.
How hot is Katie, by the way? Ugh.
What's that?
Katie is so smoking hot. I mean, every girl on Arrow is.
Yeah, really. Arrow is a ridiculously attractive cast. It is that completely backs up our earlier point. They like that cast that whole show, which is like who's hot as fuck in this pile of pictures. That's what they went with.
That's certain networks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Willa Holland. Oh my goodness. Jeez. Smoking.
Yeah, Al? Yeah, is that?
I could go on. Felicity?
I don't know. You spent the first half of the show talking about Margot Robbie, and now she's going to feel jaded.
She will feel jaded.
Making mistakes.
I know. See, I met Margot. I was at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, Marcus, and I met Margot Robbie, so that was definitely one of my highlights.
And can you imagine, really? Marcus? She made an impression.
I could see that. I could see that for sure.
Wow. So, Marcus, who wins? In a fight, you or Stephen Amell?
Oh shit!
I had a lot of bodyguards in that scene, so I fared pretty well then. But I wonder what he weighs in at. I'm a big MMA guy, so I think if we were in the same weight category.
Stephen's
a big guy.
Stephen's a WWE guy.
who do you like in the octagon? Who are you a fan of in the MMA?
Who are my favorite fighters? Yeah. GSP from Canada.
Nice.
Oh, of course. You got us there. The Canuck.
On him.
Yes.
Who do I like? I like Rory McDonald because he's from Vancouver.
Okay. Is Wolverine also your favorite comic book character because he's Canadian?
I got to support my
You got to support
home
the Canucks.
Country brethren first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who am I really liking right now? I'm glad Stipe beat Francis.
Yes, me too.
I was happy to see that. That was like when you make it to the final boss in a video game and you just learn timing and avoid the big move. And then you move in.
How about Bret the Hitman Hart? Was Bret the Hitman Hart maybe a hero of yours?
You know, I never watched wrestling.
Okay,
I never got into it that much. He definitely had the best swag out of any of those guys, I think.
Got to throw out the Alberta son.
So yeah, we have a professional wrestler in studio right now, just so you know.
I wouldn't say
that. Oh, is that right? I got nothing against it.
Well, he has wrestlers, mostly the commentator.
And he's a really big dude, just so you know.
Well, that's true.
go ahead, Sean, your question.
He's got a really bad – he holds grudges and shit. You're stay in Canada.
Don't listen to him. Now – on this show, what have you learned have you picked up anything from the other actors on the show? Like Craig Bierkero is on this show too, right?
Yeah. He plays Chet. He's the male lead. Yeah,
because I remember this old movie that I loved back in the day that he was in called The 13th Floor, which was awesome.
Solid.
Just go watch that
totally
if you haven't
good.
Watched that.
It's totally good.
So yeah, is there anything from other actors on set that you've picked up on? It's like, oh, okay, I can use this.
Correct. Yeah, well, Craig's great. I mean, I heard all about his. I was a little too young for that, but I heard all about his big movie career in the '90s and stuff. And I actually told the story that they wrote the role of Chandler for him on Friends.
Shut up.
Yeah, I heard that.
Is that substantiated? That's not like a guy from a guy told you, like somebody in the know told you this shit.
I feel like I've heard that too.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I worked. Yeah.
Validated.
Yeah. I think it's a reputable source, for sure. And then I heard that, you know, because his movie career was was taking off at the time he turned that role down. So I thought that was really cool because you could actually see a lot of mannerisms that he has that would embody that character quite naturally. So his quirkiness was something cool to watch. Honestly, just watching Constance, just her professionalism.
Yes.
The way she just fucking owns a scene from the second the camera's rolling, the second you cut was awesome.
Yeah. That's a really good one. So I'm reading here that you thought Tom Cruise was your father when you were very young, and Jerry Maguire is largely one of the reasons.
Why would you think that?
This is before.
First of all, he's like 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing.
Right? What the fuck's wrong with being 5 foot?
Yeah, I was like 4 foot when I got that.
And also, one of the reasons you got into acting, Tom Cruise of all people.
Totally. I mean, yeah, my mom was a single mother, and so. You know, I was young. I was like 5, 6. I think it was 7 when Jerry Maguire came out. And just, you just like make these things up in your head as a kid. And I saw Jerry Maguire and just the swagger he had. Mm-hmm. I'm like a lifelong sports fan. So just the fact that they revolved around the NFL was awesome to me. But just watching him fucking slay that performance, I was like, man, I want to learn to talk like that and walk like that.
Yeah. So is your dream to eventually work with Tom Cruise?
Work with Tommy.
I don't know. They say don't meet your idols, right? So
that is know. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. Let me say though, like he's a pretty talented cat. Yeah. I feel like Tom Cruise probably lives up to most of the hype.
So you hear about him, right? I mean, everybody's like he's
yeah. He works super hard. Yeah. Yeah, he's looked 29 for the last 4 decades. Yeah. I mean. I don't know what he's doing, but sign me up.
Yeah. And you've seen almost every episode of Saturday Night Live?
What's that?
You've seen almost every episode of Saturday Night Live. Is that true?
Oh, man, that might be a bit of a... since, like, 2006 or 5.
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah. I watch it almost every week. I love that show.
Wow, okay.
So it's on my DVR, too.
Yes. Is that something you wouldn't mind actually appearing on?
Oh, my God, that would be...
what kind of question is that? Yeah, who doesn't want to be on Saturday Night
Live?
Yeah,
I know, right?
hey, Marcus, would you ever want to work with, like, Martin Scorsese or somebody like that? You know, like, what kind of question is that?
I guess I do it. I don't know. I have to see what the money was. Yeah.
Would you ever want to win the lottery or something? Is that something you're interested in? I don't know.
I might be down for that.
Yeah. But, yes, some great credits, Marcus. I mean, Supernatural, Mistresses. You work with Alyssa Milano on Mistresses?
I did not. No, she was on the previous
season three,
and she was in the previous 2 seasons. And when they moved to Vancouver, she didn't want to or something, and so she was not on the show anymore.
Oh, did Ava Save-A-Lot snubbed Canada? How do you feel about that?
What? One more time?
Is that she snubbed Canada? How do you feel about that?
I don't blame her. It rains here a lot.
So Vancouver's like the home for the CW network for a lot of the superhero shows, right?
In a big way, yeah. Especially the superhero shows, yeah. Wow.
What's so special about filming in Vancouver versus other places?
Cheap.
Yeah.
A dollar.
Yeah.
That's a big factor. Another thing is it just doesn't, I mean, as opposed to other places in Canada, which would have the same dollar, it doesn't snow here. So, I mean, you get decent weather all the year.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's beautiful. I mean, this is the most beautiful city in the world, I think. But
wow, I am due a visit, by the way.
So what you're saying is that we should visit Vancouver.
Man, if you haven't already, yeah.
Will you put us up in your house while we come up?
What about a below-the-belt show road trip up to visit Marcus?
I'm in for it.
We'll do it. We'll do it live in your living room. It'll be fucking awesome.
That's crazy.
I think you love it.
Awesome. Dude, well, Marcus, we were looking forward to seeing your character on Unreal. Again, it premieres February 26th. And this is on the Lifetime Network. I'm looking stoked.
And Marcus, what else do you have coming up?
I just wrapped up on this. I haven't done a short film in years, but I did the short film last week with Heather Morris from Glee.
Oh, yes. Sweet.
Who's unbelievably talented, and it's about a family of three. The mother is suffering from depression. We're a little farm family, and it's about the father who I play trying to explain to our 8-year-old daughter what's going on with mommy and where she is because she's away at this clinic, and then the other half, the short, plays out in the little girl's mind, and it's this crazy dance sequence between Evan Morris's character and this devil type demon character. It's unbelievable. Honestly, the stuff they did for this short film is gonna be really great.
What's the title of that again?
Dance with a Demon.
Dance with a Demon. Okay, we'll look for it. Dude, yeah, Marcus, thanks so much for calling in the Below the Belt show. If you could, let us know who you are from Unreal. Let us also know that you're on Below the Belt show and throw out whatever the hell you want at the end.
Sounds good.
All right, whenever
you're
ready.
Hey, guys, I'm...
Whoops. One, two, and go.
Hey, guys, I'm Marcus Rosner. I'm Warren on Season 3 of Unreal. I'm on the Below the Belt show that comes out February 26th.
Nice.
Look at that. That's a pro. Just pegged it first time.
Nice. Hey, real quick. This Instagram, is this really you?
I don't know what you're looking at, but probably.
No. You know how that their celebrities have, you
if
know,
you
their
the
fake
blue,
Instagram.
You got the blue check mark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Because there's no blue marker.
Oh, you don't have the blue marker yet. Okay. You will get
it. We got to get you an official.
Yeah, no, I'm not popular enough to get the little
It'll get there. You see your IMDb rank? I think it's getting there, man.
Man, you can't look at that stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's up there. It's up there. Marcus, thanks so much for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Have a good night.
Peace.
All right, take it easy.
All right.
Dude, what a great interview.
Dude, cool guy.
Yes.
I've been
Marcus
on the show.
Marcus Rosner.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to ask him the hockey question.
Oh, you had a hockey question?
How you not as Canadian, the hockey question.